There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Enough of this garbage. I want football!
Thanks so much to everybody who was a part of this show today on this Wednesday. I'm going to be out for the next couple of days. Layla is in with Marshall. I am headed down for Parents Weekend in New Orleans, and I will be eating.
Hurricanes for everyone. Beignets for everyone.
And eating. Get a little absinthe.
And eating. Sure.
Go get it, baby.
As I always say, absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
For me, it did.
Thanks to Mike Florio.
Never tried absinthe.
Cynthia Freeland and everyone else.
You know, it's not the same.
Yeah, they've defanged it. The any absinthe you get now, it does not have the wormwood extract thujone in
it. Get out of here with your defanged absinthe.
It's like
absinthe.
How they changed Four Loko. But that was because they had to.
They kind of had to.
By the laws.
Yeah, the classic sort of turn of the century green fairy is not what it was.
I have a friend in Los Angeles who has told me about his recent exploits with Bufo. You guys know about Bufo?
I do not. I don't
is
know
that
about
the
a
new
lot
network
of things
that
today.
The Cubs are on?
Bufo is Italian for clown.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Bufo also
like
is.
Like Buffon.
Like Buffon, yeah.
It's the excretion of a Sonoran toad.
No, thank you.
The Bufo's the Latin name of the toad.
Yes, it's a Sonoran toad and has been used in Native American and Mexican tribal rituals for centuries.
People lick them and get high.
Yes, or you can let it crystallize and then smoke it. They call it the God molecule.
Oh, it's DMT.
I think it is, and it's like it takes like 5 minutes to kick in, and it's out of your system in 30 minutes. People like do it, and then they go for lunch, like, and they talk about it. It's crazy. It's out there. People are doing stuff trying to break
DMT
free.
DMT is the same ingredient as in ayahuasca.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know, but as my friend was telling me about his Bufo and the oneness that he found and the positivity and the beauty. So if anybody comes across a Sonoran toad, Lawrence, while you're out there.
No, there was a story
I'm in the Sonoran desert.
I'll find one.
It's what your pineal gland releases when you die.
Boy, well, Lawrence, go toad hunting on a break. I mean, sometimes our breaks are 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. That should be
plenty. Yeah, I might be able to do that. And while I'll do that, I'll reflect black. Well,
that's the next installment of the comic after Radiant.
Let us reflect black nostalgically.
I did immediately think of Radiant Black.
Thank you very much, Layla.
And the fact that Marshall volunteered. Lawrence. Yes.
Listen, I. You know, today I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna chill today. I'm just gonna chill. You know what? Every day I'm gonna chill. Y'all gonna get a much more chill version.
Well, I appreciated you guys reflecting black when you were talking about the bishop.
Oh, Bishop Don Magic 1?
Hell yeah. Yes.
I did recognize him once I saw the picture.
When Scott Boras is going to make magic wand jokes about Juan Soto, you got to pay homage to the bishop.
You get your pimp cup and let's ride.
I reflected black for a while.
Green is for the money, honey.
I reflected black for a while when I worked with Jason, and I'm excited now to get to reflect black again with you, Lawrence. You know,
well, thank you. It's very nice of you to, and clearly Dan wants to do that.
I must. Something inside of me clearly must.
I learned about the Don, and I believe it was Pimps Up, Hose Down.
Yep.
Yeah, that was my...
With Mr. White Folks.
Yes.
He's doing the game this weekend.
he does the game every weekend.
Well played. I told Speegs, Lawrence, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to Matty Rifluse today. I told him, I was like, you don't really need to listen to it.
Oh, man.
Am I overstating that when I say that?
No,
I was listening
not.
To you guys play it back on the way in, and there's a lot of lying going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lying.
Somebody got to be right.
It's just a meeting. It's always the same. Our mood is the same as it always is. Come on. No, that's just wrong. It's not true.
I'm going to let Mark Grody choose what Matt Eberflus he thinks I need to listen to, and I'll do that at 5 o'clock.
Going on.
I'll do that at 5 o'clock because Lawrence, I can't hear the man anymore without losing my bleep. I lost it the other day on Grody. I felt bad.
It's the inflammatory reaction that you're going to have to some of the things that he says.
It's the nothingness. It's the nothingness that is coming out, and it is the seeming inevitability of what happens to Bears coaches. I always think of the great Terry Bores, who said that people get stupid when they put on the Cubs hat, and I think it's the Bears podium. It's the Bears podium. You stand there, and eventually you sound like either John Fox or Mark Trestman or Matt Nagy.
It's
or
just
Matt,
a matter of time. Or the Matt, clock is on.
Yeah, the clock is on, and you end up sounding like Matt Eberflus, and you have a fan base or an electorate, if you will, who would rather not listen to you at all because you just reflect the dysfunction of the whole damn place.
Well, Speaks, let's get specific here. Let's forget about the other coaches for a second. When you hear Eberflus talk, what is it specifically about him that makes you go, I'm tired of hearing this guy?
There has been a palpable disingenuousness this year, especially over the past 3 weeks. And, you know, there has been a palpable disingenuousness. It has always been kind of coach speaky, but that's been rationalizable for me as the team played well and as they played hard and things like that.
There wasn't anything to get upset about.
But as soon as you screw up, as obviously as you did, and you can't own it, I think he knows that he screwed up and isn't saying it. Then you've lost the plot. You've lost the plot on the truth. And then I hear those lies that you're talking about, Lawrence, and a basic disingenuousness with him with everything that he says.
Did you hear how we began the show looking at what was buried in Brad Biggs's mailbag?
That the 5 year?
There's another year in the deal.
Yeah.
He's through 26.
I spent a lot of time listening to you guys this morning because I was out and about in these streets.
Oh!
And so I heard Florio, and I thought Florio's explanation of that was pretty good. I'd love to get some clarity on it, on if that year is a guaranteed year or if that's like a ghost year to hold them here or they have an option on that. Because I don't know how you – if things continue to go the way that they're going.
Right.
I don't know how you can look your fan base in the eye or the guys that you bring in free agency or try to bring in free agency or the guys that have already been here and experienced 3 years of it, like Jalen Johnson, for example. I don't know how you can look those guys in the eye and be like, guys, things are going to get better.
That's it to me. It's the not only how does this reflect on the players you have,
it
when
reflects
you're
black.
Actually trying to Always. When you're actually trying to contend next season, and you're actually trying to acquire players through free agency as well, and some crucial positions, I think. Just listen to what Cynthia Freeland had to say about the offensive line market in the draft, where everybody's like, oh, it's fine, they'll get one next year.
She said it's
doesn't
barren.
Sound yep. that way, does not sound that way. We will track it. But do those players want to come here?
It's hard. It's hard to imagine. It is. It's very difficult to imagine. They've got big Shane Waldron problems, you know, which
you know, it's crazy.
We're going to talk about early today on the show.
The
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The way when she started talking, when you just said that, actually, do players want to come here? I keep going back to the trade in the offseason of Justin Fields. He let you know exactly where he wanted to go. He told Ryan Poles, I want to go to Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin because that they know what they're doing over there.
The Saints worked with Marshawn Lattimore to make him happy, and they sent him to Washington.
There are places people want to go. Where does this fall on the hierarchy or the lowerarchy of places?
The lowerarchy.
It's a medium arch.
The lowest archy.
I hang out in the lowerarchy.
Y'all hear me though? You understand exactly what I'm saying when I say
this. But you know what? But we're always 100%. Told though. We are always told after the fact that the way we think about the Bears is not the way people around the league think about the Bears.
Well, even but it wasn't really, even just until like a few weeks ago. That's what's crazy. It's just such a fast turn to this stuff. I mean, remember Montez Sweat was so miserable.
Whose phone is ringing?
That's mine. Sorry about that.
I'm like, okay. Is something magical
my bad.
Happening?
My
that's
bad.
Fine.
Yeah, it was a magical
that's
ringtone.
That's your ringtone?
It was a magical ringtone.
It was an alarm that I snoozed a while back.
Oh, that's such a pleasant sounding alarm.
How many days ago did you snooze?
No, it's not a sleep alarm.
Speaks has a timer going on 24 years.
You ever use the alarm function just for something?
I thought that was your station ID alarm.
I would never wake up to that alarm.
It just sounds too nice.
Yeah. It was a little too peaceful.
My alarm is an alerting siren.
Yeah.
Or it's Hello Moto.
Layla, I used to be like that. And then I was like, I'm waking up every day in a panic.
Yeah, that's it.
I do that anyway.
The mad scramble.
Yeah, you just described my life.
So I went with more of a soothing sound. Like kind of what Speaks had going on his phone. That I want to wake up softly.
All right, everybody play their alarm tone.
Oh, right, no, let me see if I can find it.
Okay, who's going first? Who's going first?
This is terrific. I'll go first because you know what it is.
No, Dan's got his. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm trying. It's not playing.
Efforting.
Okay.
Is that the Spectrum organ?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It sounds like the Spectrum. Who is it? Zink. Dave Zinkoff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, remember you and Terry did a whole Spectrum organ thing for a while.
I don't know what you got, Layla.
What you got, Layla?
What do you think?
Give it to me. Something.
I'm pretty
is it
sure.
Classic. For air?
I think classic. I have radar.
Robbie, do you think this is how we beat Wojo? Is by playing
this is
our
some great
alarm
radio. Tones? Just give everyone panic at home and anxiety.
Yeah.
What is that?
Radar.
Layla's got going.
Is that one?
All right, let me see if I can.
Radar. Oh,
that's what Jason uses.
That's what every jerk's ringtone
is. Yeah, mine is
the
exact same.
Who are you that have that for your ringtone?
Oh wow. That's lovely.
That's
lovely. I went with a song.
I was going to say,
I might not wake up.
That
frustrated
would make me
at
sleep.
My alarm.
But this just reminds me on Monday, guys, I set my alarm for 5 p.m. because I was like, I'm going to take a nap. I woke up and thought it was 5 a.m. because it was pitch black outside. I was like,
welcome to Alaska.
That would wake you up?
That's really nice.
Yeah, and it's literally called early riser. I love it.
And it has soothed. Like, I do wake up in a panic on most days. So this
How
has helped
today?
You with that. Dan just looks at me.
Did today specifically feel like that? I got to tell you.
Dude, the worst, actually, you know what the worst was?
What?
Baseball season. When I used to travel with a team, I had no idea what day it was
yeah,
ever.
What day it was,
you
what
wake up
where
and I'm
you
like,
were.
Oh, my God.
What hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wrong room
I can,
number.
I can
it's like
can't imagine that.
As
a former sideline reporter, baseball, you wake up. What day is it? What
Where
time is the
I?
Game? Is it a day game?
The amount of times I would wake up in a panic, even hosting White Sox pre and post game, because I was like, oh no, I'm late. And then I'm like, no, this is Saturday. They play tonight. And it's.
Yeah,
the slog.
It's just continued throughout my life, unfortunately. But yeah, radar panic or Hello Moto, the old school Hello Moto.
There you go. Today I woke up in a panic. I don't know why. And I went and I picked up, went and woke up my son a little bit later. And he woke up just brimming with excitement because Lawrence. That dude has spent the last 2 days with no CPS because of no school. He spent the last 2 days building an Optimus Prime Transformer Lego.
Let's go.
Dude, $180.
What?
That's a lot of money.
It's the most expensive Lego I've ever bought, the young man.
What?
He had the best time, and he wasn't looking at a video screen for two solid days.
Inflation
okay.
is real.
Then you know
awesome,
what?
But $180.
I know, dude.
I think it was actually worth it.
How does it look?
Lawrence, that's the thing. Lego is out here making bank.
That's a whole Nintendo with a couple of games.
I know it. But like, it's the coolest Lego I have ever seen. It transforms.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture.
Wait, okay, it's a transformer that actually transforms once you build it with the Legos?
Yes! It's an Optimus Prime that turns into a truck. It's the baddest ass Lego I've ever seen.
I need you to tweet that out.
I will. And I needed his childish excitement for his Lego Transformer today more than I have ever needed anything from my child. I try not to need stuff from him because then I'm in charge.
Yeah.
But today, I was like, oh, bring it. Bring me your joy, my son.
Yeah.
These are some good ones.
That's what took him 2 days.
Hey, I have bad news for you on the price, though.
Yeah.
Target's got it for $143.
Really? That's where I got it.
Boom, boom,
that's where I got
boom.
It. Yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I want a wheel, by the way. I want the giant Price is Right wheel. I've always wanted to spin that.
Give me Plinko. I want Plinko.
So what's your wheel strategy? Is your strategy to try to make it like just do one rotation and have it land on the dollar?
Yeah.
Or are you spinning it as hard as you can?
No, I'm going as hard as I can on number one and getting a gauge for my strength versus the spin and then trying to nail it on spin two.
Nah. I think I'm going for it because when I aim for that dollar, I'm going to know now what my strength can do. And now be better able, if I don't hit the dollar, to get what I need on that wheel,
spin. I think the strategy should be to try to nail it, because if you end up short, Drew's going to let you spin it again, and now you've played rangefinder. Now you're like, okay.
That's good. You know what you can do. That's my point.
It's such a great question, because the truth is, I don't think I could resist the urge to just spin it as hard as I can and see how many times I can get that thing to go around.
A lot of people
I agree
do
with
that,
you.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's always impressive.
Of course it is.
I'm like, oh, wow.
I'm judging every single person on the strength with which they spin the wheel.
Yeah, that's always fun. Like, some dude who's at least like 6'3 goes in and
Yeah, with like one finger.
And
he's
like
a.
If you, wait, so you're claiming Plinko? I will claim the one with the yodeling.
Matterhorn.
No, what is it? The cliffhanger. That one. I just want that'll be my ringtone.
Wow.
just that guy.
Lawrence's ringtone makes me want to wake up and meditate.
I'll take
relax.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Which is like, that
give
means
me the
go
panic.
To sleep. That means pull the covers over your head.
No, but you've been quiet for 7 hours or whatever, and then you just kind of. Then you just kind of slowly bring yourself out of it. And I usually have it across the room. So there's that part of it. Like, now I have to get up because I don't wear the watch at night. So you get up and you stop it, and now you're up, but you're not panicked.
Yeah.
And I used to be right where Layla is, where then it'd be like, oh my God, where am I? Who is it? Who needs me? Blah, blah, blah. Nope.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, take a deep breath.
Well, if
see what Pat Tomasulo's got in sports.
He jumps you.
I need something unobtrusive to my sleep partner that I can then shut down quickly. But like, when you're solo, you can control
it. Wait a second. My sleep partner doesn't care. When she gets up for soul cycle, she doesn't care. She wakes
me
up.
She bounces out of the bed.
Yeah. I mean, her alarm goes off, and I wake up.
She's stumbling all over the place, too, finding stuff.
No, she's pretty good about that, but her alarm goes off. Her alarm goes off. Of course, we're both going to wake up.
I did the song alarm for a while. I did this Jackson Brown song called I Am a Child in These Hills from his Saturate Before Using record. This beautiful song, like, filling me with joy. I did that for about 3 months. It was awesome. And then I got tired of it and never wanted to hear it again.
Then it didn't fill you with joy anymore.
Now I kind of want to use the sound from the cliffhanger, Game on Price is Right. Time to climb the mountain of your day.
You know what I'm going to use?
And then you're going to find out the prices of things.
I'm going to start using Matt Eberflus. I'm going to start using that.
Right?
You know what's funny about that cliffhanger game?
Yeah.
The audience is always cheering for you to lose because they want to keep singing the song. So they want it to keep going and not for the guy to stop.
Well, the guy falls off.
I know.
Yeah, they're rooting for him to fall off.
They're rooting for him to fall off, which means you lose.
It's a victimless crime. Mm. There's no victim in that.
Say that to the yodeler.
Hey, Lawrence, you remember the the yodeler is not being treated well.
What we have is a dead yodeler.
It's funny because like that feeling I have when listening to Eberflus, I mean, it goes back a lot of coaches, goes back a lot of years. Marshall, I feel like, got broken. I don't know whether it's just today or Monday, but I see something a little broken in the sports soul of Marshall Harris in terms of the coach. Something happened, didn't it, Marshall?
Well, the issue is coming out of the bye, they did what they did.
Yeah.
Then after all that talk, they did what they did.
Yeah, man.
And I was very specific. I said, hey, you've got a great get-right game at home against the Patriots. Maybe you just don't depend on the game and the competition and the fact that you're back home to be why you are better. Maybe you can actually find ways to get better regardless. Because guess what? After your 3 straight home games, you got to go back on the road. Uh-huh. And last time I checked, you're not going anywhere if you can't win on the road.
I agree with you.
More importantly, the yodeling song that is played on cliffhangers is part of a song called On the Frances Mountains, originally drawn from a record album titled Swiss Mountain Music.
By Swiss Beats?
The mountain climber is known as Yodely Guy.
That's uncreative.
And Layla just killed him.
Yeah, you killed Yodely Guy.
Don't.
I would just play Holding One or Two and just be. That's my best bet to just get the easy win.
Yeah. It is a hobby in the Rahimi family to memorize everything. So my dad is always the one memorizing the prices of absolutely everything. So that's where I feel like I could shine. That's
like just in case he gets on the show.
Because
that would be awesome.
But also, he loves the satisfaction of being right.
I would kill on that
but
show.
But also the MSRP. Do you really know the MSRP?
Yeah, you do.
Do you know the MSRP, though?
No, I wouldn't be good at something like that.
That's
excellent.
He does.
I would be bad at a boat or like a jet ski or something. If you give me Shake and Bake and ask me like you know that or like...
Not my dad.
Any actual grocery.
Depends on the 2024. You know Chicago prices, but do you know prices in Alabama?
That's right. No, that's true.
He knows his Mariano's Chicago prices.
That's where Amir really knows what's up. And it's great because he yells at somebody for being wrong, but that person isn't in the room. So that's really important to me.
That's why when I say...
Are you the implied person?
The manager suggested retail prices.
The firstborn, who is also a woman in the family. Yes, I really appreciate the Price is Right for that reason.
Are you guys going with the first showcase showdown, or are you passing? No matter what,
If I think I know it, I won't pass.
I gotta pass.
I'm trying to get within. What is it? You have to get in with $1,000.
I never want
to. You just have to be the lowest.
No. But I'm saying to get both.
Yeah, both.
I think it's 500. You get both.
Yeah.
It's either 500 or 250. You get both.
It's going to be completely dependent on if I feel like I know what that's approximately worth. If I don't really feel good about it, I'm going to see the other option.
I got it.
Speaks. Why do you pass?
Because, and I don't know whether Lawrence, this is a chicken or egg thing, but as I was growing up and watching that show a lot, I always felt like the second one was better.
Always defer.
Always
defer.
As Dustin Rhodes said, sounding like the Swedish Chef a few weeks back. Defer, 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 defer. Always defer.
Bork.
Man, I don't know. Sometimes you just got to bid $1 too.
Oh, yes.
That's strategy.
And you know, I use that joke a lot on this radio station.
Oh.
I say $1 all the time. It is always a Price is Right reference.
All right.
Price is Right reference.
Good to know.
And the person who does it always seems like, watch this. $1.
Have you ever seen the one where someone goes $2?
Oh, yes.
What? What is that? Yeah. What is the crazy talk?
Yeah, that obviates the one. All you do is slide right in front if you think everybody else went over.
If you do the $1 and you're not last, then you can get screwed. Unless it's $1.50, which rarely happens.
That's never going to happen.
That's hilarious. Wild. Fun fact, Patrick Beverly's mom was on The Price is Right.
What?
Did you do the, you're too short?
To the contestants. Leaving contestants' room. Yep. You're all too short.
This was while he was playing here in the league.
And they sent her to the Price is Right in China.
I thought it was awesome.
Squid Game or something?
It was like 2017-ish. Yeah, he like posted on Twitter that his mom was on The Price is Right.
It's adorable. Goodbye. Go play with a Lego or go hang out with my son as he plays with a Lego. If anybody needs some joy today.
Thank
you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Caleb Williams. We're going to talk about quarterback development. Patrick Manley is on the show at 4. Mark Grody is on the show at 5 with the Bears Hit 2 Words. We will be back after Tanny's Open, even though Tanny is off today, but he still provided an open. That's next on The Score.
And this segment is sponsored by Studio 41.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.